Theoretical recap. Flexbox is a one-dimensional layout model that controls how items are distributed along a single axis, either a row or a column. The core mental model is simple. A flex container governs the behavior of its direct children, flex items, using properties like flex direction, justify content, align items, flex wrap, and gap. The children themselves can use flex, align self, and order to override or refine that behavior. A classic mistake beginners make is applying flex properties to the wrong element. For instance, trying to center content by setting justify content on a flex item instead of its parent container. Another frequent error is forgetting to set flex wrap. Wrap when the layout needs to reflow on smaller screens, which causes items to overflow instead of stacking. Here is a minimal mental model to keep in mind. The parent controls distribution and alignment globally. The children control their own size and order locally. For example, a two-column layout where text sits next to an image can be achieved with display, flex on the container, and then switching to flex direction, column inside a media query for mobile screens. This pattern, combined with flex wrap and responsive breakpoints, is exactly what you will apply in this workshop to build a real-world about section. Workshop brief. In this workshop, you will design and implement a fully responsive about section for a fictional professional portfolio website. This section is one of the most common UI patterns you will encounter as a full-stack web developer. It typically features a profile photo, a block of descriptive text, and optionally a list of skills or key highlights. Your challenge is to make this section adapt cleanly from a wide desktop layout to a compact mobile layout using only Flexbox and CSS media queries. No frameworks, no JavaScript. Start by setting up your HTML structure. Create a semantic and well-structured markup for the About section. It should include, at minimum, a container element wrapping the entire section, an image element representing the profile photo, a content block containing a heading, a paragraph of descriptive text, and a list of at least four skills or characteristics. Use appropriate semantic HTML5 tags, section, article, H2, P, all, li, etc. Do not worry about visual polish at this stage. Focus on clean, meaningful markup first. Once your HTML is in place, begin styling with Flexbox. Apply display, flex to your container and configure the layout so that on desktop, viewport width of 768px and above, the image and the text block sit side by side in a row, with the image occupying roughly one-third of the available width and the text block filling the rest. Use gap, padding, and alignment properties to create a balanced and readable layout. Pay close attention to vertical alignment. The text block should feel visually anchored relative to the image, not floating at the top or bottom. Next, implement the responsive behavior using media queries. Below 768px, the layout must switch so that the image stacks above the text block, both taking full width. The image should be capped at a reasonable maximum width, for example, 200px, and centered horizontally on small screens. The skills list should remain readable and well-spaced at all viewport sizes. Test your layout by resizing the browser window gradually. There should be no overflow, no broken alignment, and no abrupt visual jumps. If you use FlexWrap, make sure it is intentional and produces the expected reflow behavior. Finally, refine the details. Add a hover effect on the skill items. A subtle color or background change is sufficient. Ensure your section has consistent internal spacing using padding and gap rather than margins where possible. Verify that your CSS is clean, well commented, and organized logically. Base styles first, then Flexbox layout rules, then media queries at the end. Review your own work critically before submitting. Does the layout hold at 320px wide? Does it look professional at 1200px? Would a colleague be able to read and understand your CSS without your explanation? You have 3 hours to complete and submit this workshop. You are encouraged to consult your previous lessons, the Flexbox cheat sheet from this chapter, and any relevant online resources, MDN web docs, CSS tricks, etc. You may work alone or ask for peer feedback, but the code you submit must be your own. Submit your HTML and CSS files, or a live link such as a CodePen or GitHub pages URL, before the deadline expires.